Hace Inglés presenta Into the Story, el podcast para aprender inglés con historias reales contadas por gente de todo el mundo. Ten years ago, Holly was living in Manchester, England, and like many young adults in their early 20s, her priorities were simply to have fun and live life in the fast lane. Es decir, vivir a toda velocidad o vivir al máximo. However, all this changed when she woke up one morning with a mysterious chest pain.
The next thing I knew, I was waking up and they told me that I had blood clots on both of my lungs, which had caused major damage and nearly ended my life.
In today's story, we hear what it's like to have a blood condition with no name and how Holly struggled with being so ill at such a young age. As someone who was not into fitness, Holly tells us about her decision to clean up her lifestyle habits and about stepping foot into a gym only to realize that she didn't look like any of the other trainers in her personal training course. Now, as a qualified nutritionist, fitness coach, and all-around happy and healthy human, Holly shares with us how she became her own client and how she used her fitness knowledge to heal her body as well as her mind. We're calling this episode Movement with Meaning. And before we begin listening, let's talk about some of the vocabulary and expressions you'll hear Holly say. First, a clot. A clot is a lump of blood that prevents it from flowing easily through your body. Listen out for Holly talking about having thick blood and a blood clot on her lungs. Un coágulo en el pulmón. Out of my depth. This expression refers to being in deep water. And it is also used as a metaphor to describe a situation that you don't feel prepared for. For example, I feel out of my depth playing baseball with professionals. Out of my depth. To make up your mind. To make up your mind is to tomar una decisión. For example, I made up my mind to go to the party. To set on fire. To set on fire means to encender un fuego. But in this story, Holly uses this expression to talk about the strong and passionate emotion she felt towards training her clients. And finally, to thrive. To thrive is a verb that we use in English to mean doing well or prosperar. For example, you can say, my business is thriving thanks to the new marketing campaign. To thrive. If you need more help with understanding Holly's story, remember for each episode, you can get a full vocabulary list, transcript, and listening comprehension activities on our website, acinglese.com. That's la letra A, letra C, inglés.com. Okay, let's get into the story.
It was 2012. I was working, but I'd just been a student. So I had that lifestyle of live fast, everything will be fine, and consume what I want, do what I want. I wasn't generally unfit, but I definitely wasn't looking after myself at this time. I woke up one day, I had chest pains. I went to hospital, and the next thing I knew, I was waking up and they told me that I had blood clots on both of my lungs, which had caused major damage and nearly ended my life. And then for a whole year after that, I then really didn't look after myself. So I kind of went into the victim mentality of why me? Why has this happened to me? My life changed a lot at that point. I was in a lot of pain. I was in a very bad place mentally as well. And for a whole year, I just kind of didn't take responsibility for myself. And I would blame a lot of people to make it not about me. A whole year later, nearly to the day in 2013, I got very similar pains again. And I'd had another blood clot this time that had passed through my heart. So it caused a lot of damage along the way in my lungs, in my heart. They tested me for everything and everything came back negative, which sounds like it should be a good thing. But of course, at the time, the doctors and me wanted something to blame it on. Instead, they found absolutely nothing and they just said, I probably have thick blood. I was told that I wouldn't be able to exercise properly ever again. It made me anxious. It made me a very nervous person to do anything. I remember a day at one point where I was sat in my flat in Manchester at the time, and I couldn't build up the courage to go to the shop. I just couldn't face outside, and I couldn't face that world of thinking, what if something happens to me on the street? And it was only then, at this point, where I started to understand that my health and my life and what I wanted moving forward, I was only 23 at the time, what I wanted from my life was my responsibility. And I had to take that into my own hands. I knew that I had to change, and I knew that I suddenly wanted to look after my body. In this year between the two, I had managed to put on a lot of body fat. And for me personally, it wasn't about how much I weighed. It wasn't about anything like that. It was to do with just not feeling good, not feeling myself, and feeling generally unhealthy, lethargic, but I didn't know what to do about it. So, you know, I would go on Instagram, on Facebook, I would pick up a magazine, I would go to my local gym, I would do all of this stuff, I would speak to family and friends, and every single bit of advice that I got about changing my lifestyle was different. For me, it was just such a lot of conflicting advice that I felt, you know, every Monday I would wake up and start something new, which of course made my mood change because I was on these crazy diets every week. I was doing way too much exercise or way too little exercise and listening to everybody else before making my mind up because I just had no clue of what I could do. So I did my qualifications to become a personal trainer, and that was interesting to say the least, because although there were some obviously really nice people and they all mean very well, it was very much that macho type situation where I felt very out of my depth because I wasn't as physically, aesthetically fit as these people were. And I sat in this room and I felt so overwhelmed and such an imposter that I had. And I kept saying to myself, it's okay, you have a right to be here, you're learning this for yourself. But at the same time, I was listening to these people saying that they go to the gym every day and they've been going to the gym for 20 years and now they're doing the PT course and they've always been into fitness. And then I'm sat there, can hardly breathe because I'm still getting over such a huge event. I'm not feeling my best. And I felt so out of my depth that it felt like I would never be able to become what they are. And then I realized I didn't really want to be what they are. And that's okay that they are like that. But I tried to steer myself away from feeling like I had to be like everyone else in the fitness industry, which took a long time, but during that course was a big eye-opener to what I didn't want to be. For sure, the practical side of learning was good and getting that qualification and the theory behind things was amazing, but then putting it into practice and sitting, eating a meal and being able to say, this protein is going to do this for me. These carbohydrates are going to do this for me. All of this colorful fruit and vegetable is going to make me thrive was where I learned the most, because then I saw it in my own life and I could get more energy. I could look in the mirror and be, you know, happy with what I see back at me. And I started to thrive, which was the biggest incentive to carry on. So I was in a job that I didn't particularly like. And then all my friends were saying to me, Holly, you look amazing. You look so good. You've got so much more energy. You're socializing more. You don't seem as anxious. What have you done? What is your secret? And then when I turn around to them and say, well, I'm actually a qualified nutritionist and personal trainer, they were like, what? What do you mean you're a qualified nutritionist and personal trainer? Train me. And at this point, I hadn't trained anybody else except me. So I was very dubious, let's say, about being able to teach because I had no clue. And I just thought, right, well, I'll come up with a little pack and I'll write down some exercises that we can do, and I'll explain to them that this is a real journey and I'd love to help them, and we'll just see how it goes. So I started to train some friends and relatives after work and at the weekend. Being this person to so many people and inspiring people so much, it set my heart on fire. It was something that I was so passionate about. So I decided to quit my job. I had saved up enough money to invest in my fitness studio. It's just a community space for people, which it just makes me so happy to see people like thriving in there and doing stuff that they thought they would never be able to do. I think my philosophy now is to move with intention. So move for how you want to feel that day. And I always like to call it movement rather than working out and exercising, because I think they have such weird connotations. I always like to say you're moving from a place of intention, from a place of love, and to start a journey because I love myself, not because I hate myself. So I'm not going for my run in the morning because I hate myself. I'm going for a run in the morning because I love myself, to give myself that time, that freedom, that strength. My heart is going to be pumping, my blood's going to be going, my brain is going to be switched on, and that can be with any movement whatsoever. And a little like saying that I always say to everybody, including myself, is all movement is good movement.
That's all for today. Si te ha gustado la historia de Holly y quieres seguir escuchando más episodios de nuestro podcast, puedes visitar nuestra página web, haceingles.com, donde tendrás todos los episodios de Into the Story. También encontrarás algunas actividades y materiales de cada episodio para ayudarte a mejorar tu inglés. Thank you for listening. Until next time, we hope that you have a good time, or at least a good story to tell.